Welcome to It Takes Energy, presented by Energy Transfer, where we talk all things oil and natural gas. Oil and gas drive our economy, ensure our country's security, and open pathways to brighter futures. Did you know that the majority of progress the U.S. has made in reducing emissions over the past decade has come from the oil and gas industry? With more electrical power generation now coming from natural gas versus coal, the air we breathe today is cleaner than it has been since the 90s, according to a report from the EPA. Clean-burning natural gas is also a reliable source of power for more than just our electrical grids. It is also used to power data centers, hospitals, schools, and so much more. Look around, and you'll see the essential role oil and gas plays in our lives. Our world needs oil and gas, and people rely on us to deliver it. To learn more, visit energytransfer.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. All Sleep Number smart beds offer temperature solutions for your best sleep. And now, get early access to Memorial Day deals. Save 30% on our most popular smart bed, i8. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the hit killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Corey Richens' trial. It's coming up this year, isn't it, supposedly?
Yeah, it's supposed to be in April.
We'll see if that happens. The latest on it, of course, Richens charged with murdering her husband, Eric Richens, and then writing the children's book, has entered a critical phase as attorneys contest the admissibility of key evidence ahead of her trial. Eric Richens died in March of 22 from a fentanyl overdose. The investigators took over a year to arrest his wife. The case is now, of course, attracting more attention due to the conflicting narratives about the investigation process and the evidence gathered. Is this like Koberger again, where it's, we don't like your methods and we're going to say it's wrong, but it's not wrong? Or what are we going to find here? Detective Jeff O'Driscoll, one of the lead investigators, testified about his early visits to Corey Richens, emphasizing that she was not initially a primary suspect. That's just shitty police work. He knew Eric had died of a fentanyl overdose, but did not know whether it was an accident, suicide, or homicide, O'Driscoll explained. He described Corey Richens as a very cheery, very open during his visit. The defense attorney, Kathy Nestor, criticized his approach. Nestor questioned why O'Driscoll's stayed in the home for 3 hours and why Richens was not informed about an audio recording of their conversation. Nestor also raised issues about O'Driscoll obtaining phone records prior to the visit without notifying Richens or her attorney. In order to be thorough, I was trying to investigate all those possibilities, O'Driscoll replied, maintaining that his actions were standard procedure. Investigators executed multiple search warrants, but these operations have drawn scrutiny. During a traffic stop shortly after the first search, Eric Maynard of the Summit County Sheriff's Office obtained Richens' phone. A recording played in court reveals Richens crying during their conversation, but Maynard testified, I did not see tears. He said she voluntarily gave her phone password, but later admitted a mistake in his report, which stated she was in custody at the time. Another contentious piece of evidence is a letter titled Walk the Dog, discovered in Corey Richens' jail cell. Prosecutors allege the letter outlines instructions for her mother and brother about testimony and financial issues, claiming it amounts to witness tampering. The letter also mentions a person referred to as Lotto, described as an inmate acquaintance of Corey Richens. Prosecutors argue this correspondence could link her to attempts at manipulating witnesses and avoiding suspicion. However, the defense has questioned whether the letter falls under attorney-client privilege due to references at legal advice. Well, it was a letter about walking a dog, remember? So I don't think it goes to legal advice. Or wait, no, it's a story that she's going to publish someday. Is it a letter or a story? I don't think Corey knows her story on this.
Deputy, no, she doesn't.
Deputy Summit County Attorney Brad Bloodworth. Jesus. It's like a fucking right? written for like goosebumps. Defended the inclusion of the letter, asserting it's not trial preparation. It's about controlling testimony and publicity. Bloodworth also pointed to its significance in explaining pivotal motives, including financial pressures on Corey Richens. The timeline of events leads to Richens' arrest also came under scrutiny. Less than 3 weeks after O'Driscoll's visit, he secured a warrant to search Richens' home for evidence, including copper cups. Copper cups and counterfeit pills. During the search, an orange notebook was seized, though its relevance is still contested. Additionally, Richens' arrest outside of Salt Lake County business involved another phone seizure, which her defense argues may have been mishandled. Eric Richens' death, initially called in as a medical emergency, has led Corey Richens facing charges to aggravated murder and attempted murder alongside allegations of mortgage and fraud forgery. Her legal team is fighting to suppress evidence they believe was improperly obtained, while prosecutors argue the material is critical to proving her guilt. So, of course, they're going to try and argue it out of there. And yes, it's critical in proving her guilt because it shows what kind of a horrible human being she is. As the trial approaches, attorneys are now tasked with submitting written briefs to address unresolved evidentiary disputes. The judge has indicated that decisions on contested items will follow a future hearing. In addition to murder charges, Corey Richens faces separate allegations of financial crimes, including mortgage fraud, which will be assessed in another trial. So, yeah.
You know, there's a lot about this case. To kind of give a little bit of a summary, she wanted to flip homes and he didn't want to.
Yep.
You remember part of that?
Yeah. And she wanted to buy this big, ridiculously expensive home that wasn't quite completed. And he wasn't for it. He's like, no, this is a bad investment.
Yeah, he didn't want any part of it. He talked to his family members, like, if something happens to me, it's Corey. She's trying to kill me. I mean, the warning signs are all over the place. She fucking threw a party, like, 2 days after he died?
Yeah, celebrating the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she went and got the house. Like, oh, he's dead. Now I can do what I want to do.
Yeah, I mean, you just lost your spouse and you've got kids.
Yeah.
And you're having a party. Most people I know would be lying in their bed and their best friend would be coming over to make sure that they've eaten. Yeah. You know, what can I do for you? And she's like, no, somebody go to Panera and pick up a tray.
Yeah. No, it's nuts. There's so many incriminating things that she did. She writes the fucking children's book. I mean, there's just so much in this that points to her guilt, but you know, innocent till proven guilty. And they're going to know they're not arguing the evidence. They're arguing the procedure and trying to find some way that maybe something was done inappropriately or, you know, chain of custody issues, whatever. Great. But I still don't even see what she's arguing here after going right. through it. Like, and what's wrong with what you're saying here happened? Like, no, this is how this works. You can go over there. It's like a child screaming, well, that's not fair. Yeah, it is. It's how it works. Like, this is how investigations go. There's nothing like, this is not a Proctor issue like we see in Karen Reed where you're like, what the fuck is going on here? No, this is not that. But when you don't got a whole lot to go on, you're going to try for any technicality you can, just like they're doing in Koberger right now.
Yeah, they might as well be using Koberger as a template for this.
Yeah, just argue, just say a bunch of words out loud and claim it's not fair. Like, that's not right. That's illegal. That's not like, well, how? It's not. And so is this. Okay, are you done? Because you don't make any sense.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
A drunk toddler.
It really is. And let me tell you, drunk toddlers are hilarious. I gotta tell you, that's a fun time in life when you get your toddler drunk and the shit they say. I'm kidding. No. I'm completely kidding. But I wouldn't put it past Corey Richens.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know.
It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and feast on the good stuff.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. 6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.